Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Miller moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett bunts towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Miller moves to third. Webb moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Webb moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan catches it and throws to first to double up Seeds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan misplays the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ryan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Brown reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Scarrett reaches third base with a triple. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scarrett scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tote strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Seeds goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Scarrett hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tote is walked intentionally. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp catches it and throws to first to double up Tote. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebbing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Holloway now pitching. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-3 in the game. McFadden bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Hebbing moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Hebbing moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Skarrat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Averill. Skarrat reaches second base with a double. Hebbing scores. Oliver scores. Webb moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sewell scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Ray Gardner pinch runs for Wes Farrell. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McFadden. Myatt scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Mel Harder now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rein bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. There goes Sewell. The throw from Heving to Rein, and Sewell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney pinch runs for Earl Webb. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.